Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we understand the importance accorded to penance as portrayed in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 358, penned by the poet Valmikiyar. The verse is situated in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense and talks about the greatness of an ascetic life. பருதி சூழ்ந்த இப்பயம் கெழு மாநிலம் ஒரு பகல் எழுவர் எய்தியற்றே வையமும் தவமும் தூக்கின் தவத்துக்கு அயவி அனைத்தும் மாற்றாது ஆகலின் கைவிட்டனரே காதலர் அதனால் விட்டோரை விடா அல் திருவே விடாதோர் இவள் விடப்பட்டோரே. அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் அபவுண்ட் இன் திஸ் ஒன். The poet's words can be translated as follows. Enveloped by sunlight is this great land of purpose. It has a nature such that it may be ruled by seven rulers within the span of a day. If you were to compare this earth entire and penance, the earth would turn out to be a mere mustard seed. And so those who love penance have given up wealth, but the goddess of fortune will never abandon them, whereas those who do not give up wealth will be abandoned by her. Let's explore the nuances. The poet talks about this beneficial land basking in the rays of the sun. He makes a cryptic comment that its nature is such that it could be ruled by seven people in a single day, and thereby implies that kings come and go, and no one can last forever. Then the poet turns to talk about penance, and to do that, he compares that with the earth entire, and in his estimation, earth is a mere handful of mustard seeds and pales in comparison to penance. And finally, he moves to the most complex part of the verse, saying the goddess of good fortune favors only those who have given up earthly desires and never those who clamor after it. It's an ironic truth that wealth and joy does not come the way of those who seek it relentlessly, but only to those who have no desire for it. This verse made me think of the Buddhist monks and their expressions of deep content, not visible even on the faces of the richest of the rich on earth. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time. நன்றி, வணக்கம்.